Okay, Kick Out Podcast fans, I'm here with a special guest. He's going to be facing off against Michael Oku at Ignite Wrestling Pro on the 23rd of July, which I believe is this weekend, actually. That's actually this weekend, the 23rd of July. These two will go head-to-head, face-to-face, and I'm joined by the one and only Taylor James. Taylor James, thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I see a lot of your work, man. I love a lot of your in-ring skills. I know you've been doing this for a hot minute now. We're going to get into it, but let's talk about some of your in-ring work. I see you as a technician, you know, technical wrestler, but you've got a really good athletic background to you. What kind of style do you prefer? Are you more of a, would you say you're more of a, you know, catch-as-catch-can technician or high flyer? I don't know. What would you say?
I like to say that I'm swaying more towards like the technical stuff now. Like, I'm enjoying it a lot more. Obviously, my background beforehand was like track and field. So I was like high jump, pole vault. So I was a bit more like coming into wrestling. I thought that would be more me. Obviously, as I've, you know, through the years gone on, realizing that, like, you know, I'm not, you know, there's guys who can do that a lot better than me. So I've got to focus on what I know I can do. So I'd say it's a mix of stuff.
And how long have you been wrestling for?
I mean, it's so I started. Yeah, so I started training when I was 18. So 7 years, since I started training. But then I'd really say that maybe like the last 3-4 years have been when it started to, you know, like get a lot busier, and like every year, myself and Torino get busier since about 4 years ago. It started, obviously, with COVID and everything, but taking that away, it's always been busier since then.
Okay, and obviously the partnership you're talking about, you and Torino, that's the Rebellion.
Yes.
You know, you've got a really, really recognized force within the scene. You kind of built some names for yourselves within that moniker and that tag team. But then you've also expanded it. You've got some new members in there. Talk about the Rebellion and, you know, how all this has come to points where the point where you are now facing off against a British World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, so like with the Rebellion, we just wanted to prove that we're better than, you know, we're better than the opinion people have and where we come from. Like the Rebellion name is like it's real. It's definitely real to us. Like it was definitely an uphill battle. Before people knew us as the Rebellion, we were known as like, we are these guys from this place. Mm-hmm. And that already put us on like the back foot because of where like we trained and everything. So the fact that it was like, no, we're rebelling against this. Like, we are good. We will do everything to show you that we are good. And, you know, if we have to, you know, steal the show, even though you put us on first, or if we have to do all these hundreds of miles just to get a shot at like proving that we are better than what you expect of us. So in that respect, it is real. And then same as like when Smitson joined us as well. So like World War Wrestling, it was sort of one of those, like World War was the first that gave all three of us sort of like a big, like that was definitely for me and Jack, with that World War was like our platform that we was allowed to have these really good matches, and we were given decent times, and we was given, you know, he trusted us, you know, they trusted us. And we definitely feel that that's a special place for us. So when Sky come along at World War as well, because again, Sky, I knew Sky from World War before she was like everywhere, you know, RevPro Progress. The three of us were like, this is us. We want to prove that we are better than what you assume we are.
And from where you've started to where wrestling scene is now, like it's surely, obviously I can imagine, as you just mentioned, you know, it's still, you know, you kind of still have a point to prove. You have a bit of a chip on your shoulder in regards of like showing people how talented you really are. Even though you're getting booked constantly, you might not be happy where you are in the bill and whatnot. But in terms of like when you started wrestling to where it is now, surely, especially the British scene, is in a really healthy place, would you say?
100%, yeah. The issue that, like I said this like to in the promo that we was talking about like before we started recording, it's that opportunity thing. Like me and Torino, we wrestled like 88 matches, something like that, near enough 90 matches last year. So now it's like putting the work in, but now it's time to start stepping up to the bigger, yes, you know, to the bigger shows. And that's nothing on the places that we do wrestle at. And if anything, something like Ignite, bringing someone like Michael in. Like I said in that promo, like to Michael, this is just another day for him. But like, I want Ignite to be on those levels of these bigger companies because it deserves to be. You know, like I've been there since the first show, you know, so I'm, like I said, this is an opportunity, yes, but at the same time, this isn't me sitting here saying like, oh, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to take your spotlight and all that. It's just all about proving to everyone else what I'm already know I am, you know, and that's
brilliant. I love that. And let's talk about Ignite. Let's talk about this weekend as you versus Michael Oku. This is just a one-on-one match. Obviously, he's crowned a British champion in different companies, you know, Revolution.
Of course, yeah.
This is just a. Is this the first time you two will be facing off against each other?
Yep, first time ever. No, yeah, and
I see, and like I saw the promo. Like you were just talking about the promo. You caught a very. I would say I wouldn't. You know what's so funny? Like you know, people could look at that promo and be like, "Oh, he's hating or he's jealous." I didn't really get that from you. I kind of got a sense of frustration more on the industry itself. And then what kind of like Michael Oku represents in that industry. Obviously, I think you do respect him as a talented wrestler. I think you do know how great he is, but I feel like there's a lot of hype. And I feel like you're just here to show people what the real is. Am I getting that wrong?
No, like 100%. Like anyone who was, you know, I can't think of a word that isn't. Can I swear on here?
You could say whatever you want.
Yeah. So if anyone was to like shit on what he's done, they're an idiot because you can't not, you know, respect what he's done.
Absolutely.
But like I said before, and it all goes back to that original point we just made is like I said, he come from the best training school. He had the best coaches. He had everyone around him was at a level.
So he was like the golden boy treatment from early.
Yeah. It was like, you'd be more shocked that he didn't succeed with the people around him. You know, that's I'm not trying to like start a backstage fight here. Like it's professional wrestling, but at the same time, like I have got so much to prove, and I've been waiting for this opportunity, and you know, and it happens to be against the guy at the moment, and. As much as I've had disagreements with Ignite management before, and obviously if you've seen it, you see that like I'm not CJ Carter's biggest fan.
No,
but
not at all.
They've made one thing right here. Like they could have given him to the champ, but they didn't. They gave him to the real main guy at Ignite, and that's how I see it. He is the British heavyweight champion. He is the guy. And like I said, I can sit here and say like, oh, I'm gonna win, I'm gonna beat him and all that, but like no matter what happens, man, he's gonna remember this. He's gonna remember me. Like that's the goal.
And I think this match will make a lot of noise. I can see it. I think both of your wrestling styles will complement each other. And I'm looking forward to seeing it as well. What's some of your favorite matches that you had in your career so far? And who else have you not faced that you're looking forward to face down the line?
So I'd say as far as like if we go to singles matches, I had a really fun singles match with Callum Newman in January for RCWA, and like outside of the ring, away from professional wrestling, Callum is one of my best friends. So that was really nice. And again, that was the first sort of glimmer of like I was always in my head, I'm a tag team guy. And then to keep up with the Prince of Pace, I was like, oh, maybe I'm more than just a tag team guy.
Right.
And that match stands out because that's what made me, when I found out about this Oku match, that match with Callum made me go, I've got the chance here. I've got this. You know, I can do this. So there's that for that reason. But Sunshine Machine, we had I loved working them. Again, it's biased because they're like the boys, but any combo of CPF in a tag match, I love working with them.
Yeah, man,
even Wrestling Jack, like we started off hating each other. you know, like we started off.
Yeah. And then you guys formed up. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. So like any match, we just had a match last, when was it? Wednesday now. Yeah. So like on Sunday, me and I faced Trina for the last time ever at Dropkick. So that we'll never do that match again there. So that was really special. As far as matches I want to have, tag wise is like, the list is so long. It is mad. Like, I would love to get in there with like Lycos Gym, Greedy Souls, Smoking Aces. British tag team wrestling is so good.
Crazy. And
we are doing everything we can to get to that level, to be on that level with them, to show those sort of guys that, you know, we're there as well. But singles as well. I mean, we could sit here for like an hour and I can just list off people.
Do you feel like singles is, I mean, I know you're in a very strong tag team and you're still champions at the moment, I believe.
I mean, we have like five sets of tag titles.
Yeah, exactly.
But
do you think that you both could pursue single but still remain in the tag team? Or is it a case that if you did pursue a single, that would be it for the tag team?
No. We are, Rebellion is like, it's not... See, I like to think the Rebellion isn't the tag team. It's like myself and Torino are the team within the Rebellion. And you have like Smitson off doing her bits if she's like with the, you know, I want it to be bigger than just like us two. You know, ideally, like we have guys that it's like Harry McDonald at EWA is part of the Rebellion with us. And it's like, I like to feel that if different companies or different stories don't want to use that, like, as a collective group, we are looking out for each other. So like, if Jack gets something, a great opportunity, amazing. If, you know, when we see Sky doing stuff, like we have a Rebellion, our little group chat where it's like, oh, good luck today. You know, where are you boys? Oh, we're here. And you know, what are you doing, Sky? She's up here. Like, so we are all,
I love that.
You know what I mean? Like it's more than a gimmick. We are a team. Like that's how I see it. So yeah, the more success for all of us, the better.
So I'm assuming you're walking in to this weekend against Mike Oko by yourself then. I'm assuming there's no Rebellion by ringside or anything like that.
No, 100%. It's just me.
It's a clean match, basically.
Yeah, this is my fight. I've made it as personal as I feel like I can.
Any response from Michael? Has he responded to you or anything?
There's been like, you know, he's seen it. He's retweeted the promo. There was like it's sort of like I dropped like a teaser before the main promo went out, and it was like, oh, like, you know, because I wasn't asked to. I was like, I'm doing this. I'm making this match like as big as I can. I'm gonna put my time and my effort in, like, you know, that do it yourself mentality, that like punk mentality of like, is as much up to me to like push this. Like I feel. As much as I'm sure it wouldn't have just been like, oh, it's just a match because of what Michael's done, but it could have been, you've seen the Ignite card, like this match could get lost in a shuffle where in my head, I'm like, there's no reason that shouldn't be main. You know, it might upset a few people if it goes on last. You never know, like people get funny about spots, but like I've put the effort in to deserve a main event out of this match. That's the level I'm putting in. I'm going in like this is the main, if first or last, like. That's how my head works.
I'm not just saying this because you're here with me right now. I see this as a main event. I 100%. I see this as a main event. This is like, obviously you're in the ring with a potential future star, but I also see that in you as well. I see those qualities in yourself. So it's like down the line, if you give it 10 years from now and we look back, we're like, these two guys have excelled the British wrestling scene and got it to the heights where I think I could see that you guys will both get to. It's just like a future British stars main event. To me, he's like, not to compare it to like a Ospreay and a, you know, let's say if it was Ospreay and Trent Seven in the ring together years ago. I'm not saying it's the same as but you know what I mean. But it's like two stars that you can see. These two have a bright.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Like, hopefully one day you can look back and be like, oh wow, they done this and look at them now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, so I know Michael, like I've known him as far as like a how are you, you know, right. Sort of thing. Been on shows with him and around, like been around him. And like I said, like it's not, I even said it in the promo, I'm taking my frustration out. It could have been Michael, it could have been Mills, it could have been whoever, right. I was just breaking point, you know? So it was like, it happens to be Mike, it happens to be, and it's all worked out. It's worked out amazing for the build as well. Yes. Like, no one knew Mike was going to be coming into this as, British heavyweight champion. I dropped the promo before all this happened, before he won, I had the idea of doing this promo and like venting my frustrations through this match before I think Mike even won the Rumble to get him number one contender spot. So I was like, it's all just perfect, like you literally can't write it story-wise, you know? It hasn't been written, you know? The story, like, these two separate companies, so it's literally like my fault on how the business is at the moment and for me personally. And then how well he's done, everything's like making sense, and it's all on Sunday. For me, like I said, Mike can treat this as any other match, but for me, this is it.
And I think people need to be reminded that this Sunday is a sellout, isn't it? The show's a sellout. Yeah. So it's not like anyone could buy a ticket if you're watching this interview. But I would say watch out for this match. Watch out for the pay-per-view. It's the card itself. It's a lot of great talent on there, but especially this match between Taylor James and Michael Oku, I think it's going to be an outstanding match and definitely one to watch when it comes out on streaming sites. I'm going to let you go in a bit, but I want to ask you a few more questions. There was some real frustration in that promo. And I felt it was more about the industry. You've been in the game 7 years, and I know a lot of the stuff that you say that, you know, going out wrestling for peanuts, basically. I think that was to paraphrase. I think that's what you say. And going home to your children and they're wondering where daddy is. And there's so many wrestlers that, you know, have gone through that tale. What is that like? I mean, I know that you must have a real love and passion for wrestling in order to pursue it. Every time it's a bit of a struggle. Sometimes you might have some great days and sometimes you might have some bad days. But is it always satisfying when that bell rings at the end of it and you get that 1-2-3 and you win a match or whatever? Is it always satisfying? Do you still feel the same way that you did when you first started?
So I remember first starting, I remember first starting and just being like so in love with it. I started it as I mentioned earlier, I did like track and field. So I started it as just like something else to was talking about how it was a great cardio exercise, like the training and all this. So I was like, I'm going to come down and I'll try it. And I fell in love with it.
Were you a childhood fan first,
or
were you?
Yeah, I liked wrestling as a kid and did the whole once you hit secondary school, I sort of like stopped.
Got out of it a bit, yeah.
And then started watching it again, maybe like a year before I started training. I was keep an eye. Like I at least knew who the champs were. I knew maybe were coming up, but with the kids, once the kids come along, I'm trying to. I say this a lot, and it's a joke between the boys. But like I put my over here. Like I couldn't listen to her. I honestly I know people have one kid and have to quit, you know, because you know they're like, oh, the missus is telling me to pack it in. But like Jess is the most supporting person I've ever known. I remember my second. It was I had a full weekend and she was born on the Thursday. So I pulled out of everything. And Jess is just do one of them if you want. Like, I'm only going to be stuck in this hospital. And I just remember thinking I don't deserve this.
It's a great man. It's a great woman, brother. So,
100%. Getting married. We're getting married in August. It's going to be, I can't put her over enough. But I have that and I have the support there. But then on the flip side of that, it's like, imagine I didn't have that. Imagine if I had to be really selective of what I'm doing because, you know, someone's like telling me, no, you can't do that. And that's where the frustration comes in because I'm lucky enough to have Jess. I'm lucky enough to have the support, you know. So now it's time to step this thing up and let's get busier, let's get on these bigger shows, let's make more of my time away. Yeah, because I done the other weekend, it was something like something ridiculous. I did like 750 miles in 2 days of driving, and like kids Monday to Friday they're in school, and then I'm at work, and then we go off to wrestling, and it's like I see them in the evenings, and you know,
yeah.
And then we all do this. I know some people do this now, but like also, like I said, a lot of people have quit because of it. So now my
team, just because there's so many people that's in your same boat, that doesn't mean that you can't talk about your boat. You can still talk about what you're doing. Yeah, like you said, a lot of people will just quit tomorrow. So
I could give you like five names off the top of my head that I know that have quit.
Right.
Now it's my turn to like, Jess is going to be crazy supportive. So now I'm going to make this crazy, like, not profitable, but like, I'm going to make it worth the while. You know, that's the goal now. Like, I have no excuse now. I have no excuse not to make this as big as I can.
Yeah.
So that's the pressure on myself with that.
And I love that. I love that. And I think you will, my friend. I'm looking forward to this match. I've seen a lot of your work, and I think you're an outstanding in the ring. And I think you two and Michael will cause fire this weekend. So I'm going to make sure I tune into that and watch that. So
thank you so much.
I'm a support for life. If anybody wants to, like, if you want anybody to kind of plug, if you, do you want to plug anything? Do you have like your Instagram or anything you want to plug before you leave? Or?
Yeah. So it's Taylor_James16, I want to say. I've probably got that wrong. But coming up soon, myself, Torino, and Sky Smithson will be doing a new merch drop. And all of the it's for cancer research. All the profits are going to it. There was going to be like, but it's going to be from September and October, everything's like literally 100% of profits are going to it. We're going to sort out like a little video explaining where things are going. So I didn't want to just be like, it's just going to be, and then like, you never like, so, but they will drop the design. I've seen the design. It's so cool. But yeah, so that's, I'm plugging.
And it's We Are the Rebellion merch. It's We Are Rebellion.
It is Rebellion merch. But yeah, it's like, so it's like, that will all be coming next month, ready for September and October. So my plug is to watch out for the eventual plug, you know?
And also watch this space in terms of more matches from you, more carnage from the Rebellion. And I saw a picture of yourself and Torino with Warren Banks. Has he joined Rebellion? What did I miss it?
Oh, so we joke around. I call that the 8R7. RCWA just sort of, you know, we decided it's like it's a good team that's working together. And hey, sorry, I've just had someone come into the room. Hello, do you want to come say hello? I'm trying to be, look, this happens every time. Let's read and just been like, yes, say hello.
Hello. Hello, sweetie. How are you?
Yeah.
Good. Do you want to go back downstairs?
Your dad's going to kick butt this weekend.
Yeah.
Why are you up here anyway?
Because we're doing this. You're coming on Sunday, aren't you? You're going to watch Dad Wrestle, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mummy's coming as well.
Yeah, Mummy's going to come as well.
So I don't know.
I know you're scared of Finn Balor. Finn Balor's not going to be there, trust me. But, you know, it'd be cool if he was, but he won't be there. Okay, cool. Do you want to go back downstairs 2 minutes and I'll come down and see you?
No.
No? Okay, go play over there. Sorry. But yeah, Warren. Yeah, Warren. So that was just like, they put us together and we was like, oh, this is really cool. And then it's just sort of, it's just the beginning is all I can say for that. That RCWA, what's happening there is...
I'm a big fan of his work too. So
he's so good. He's insanely good. Like,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, listen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Sorry about Autumn's little. She's rebelling against the one on one.
She did the hot tag.
She jumped in for the hot tag.
She got the 1-2-3. That's what happened.
Yeah. That's all the comments will be now. It's just they'll be like, oh, why is he moaning? His family is so cute. Look, she's just giving me Bluey, so like
we can. She's adorable, man.
But yeah,
we got Bluey as well. I love that show.
That's all I watch now.
So. All the best, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Stay in touch. Love. All the best.
Bye.